Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Max Estates Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Bachani, Vice Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good morning to all for joining us on this Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call for Max Estates. Joining me today, I have Rishi Raj, who's our Chief Operating Officer, Nitin Kansal, our Chief Financial Officer, and Archit Goyal, who heads IR, along with SGA and Investor Relations Advisor. The presentation has been issued to the stock exchanges and uploaded on our company's website. I hope you all have had the opportunity to go through it. Let me first share some industry highlights and then the business highlights for the quarter and the year end. The demand tailwind in the residential space continued as we moved in commercial year 2025 after a record 2024. Though the response is and will continue to be more dispersed with a focus on product market fitment as well as depending on the developer's brand reputation and credibility. In Q4 FY25, Delhi NCR witnessed sales of 13,000 plus residential units, which was higher than the last 5 years' quarterly average for the same period by 36%. Despite global macroeconomic uncertainty, the commercial real estate market in Delhi NCR has remained resilient, with strong office-based demand and sustained investor interest as well. The record leasing demand for 2024 continues in Q4 25, underpinned by large deal closures and fresh leasing activity. In Delhi NCR, the net absorption in first quarter 2025 is at 3 million square feet, which was 17% higher than the same period in 2024. Delhi NCR has cemented its position as a prime office space hub for multinational corporations and global capability centers, thanks to the strategic location, world-class infrastructure, and improving business ecosystem. The leasing activity remains strong across major corridors, including Gurugram and Noida. Golf Course Extension Road in Gurugram and Noida Expressway in Noida continues to attract strong interest from global firms that prioritize quality, infrastructure, and proven delivery records. These are two vectors where our future supply is anchored to. To give you a brief update on Max Estates, I'm delighted to share with all of you that on the residential front, we have delivered pre-sales booking of 5,300 crores in FY25, thus overachieving our revised full-year guidance. Further, our collections have crossed 980 crores as well. These achievements highlight our understanding of market dynamics, strong brand connect in both the B2B and B2C space, and a consistent track record of developing premium developments and experiences that resonate with contemporary customer needs and evolving preferences. Our plan is to grow our pre-sales at 15 to 20% in FY26 on the back of the strong launch pipeline that we have. Coming to the commercial portfolio, Max Square has achieved a 99% occupancy within a year of launch, commanding 30% plus premium to the local micro market, showcasing strong leasing traction as well. Across our commercial office portfolio for the full year, we have earned an overall rental income of 110 crores in FY25. And this is anticipated to touch approximately 700 crores in terms of annuity rental income basis peak occupancy of projects currently in our portfolio, both operational and under construction in the coming 3 to 5 years. In March of FY25, our strategic partner in commercial real estate, New York Life Insurance, signed a memorandum of understanding committing approximately 300 crores in our mixed-use Sector 105 Noida project and approximately 250 crores in our mixed-use Delhi 1 project, showing unwavering trust in the company since 2017. Post this investment, the cumulative commitment of New York Life stands at 1,800 crores in Max Estates. Given our strong growth trajectory anchored on the promise of delivering live well and work well to enhance the quality of life through the spaces we create, we are very confident of becoming a leading force in the NCR real estate market, aiming to secure a position amongst the top two. Our focus will remain on maintaining a strong balance sheet and generating cash flows to enable us to execute and deliver our promises in a timely manner. As of today, we have a portfolio of 70 million sq ft spread across both commercial and residential asset classes. These include projects which are under development stages as well. With these highlights, I hand over the call to Rishi, the Chief Operating Officer, for business updates for the, and outlook for the business. Over to you, Rishi.
Thank you, Sahil. Let me cover business updates in three sections: residential, mixed use, and commercial developments. First, coming to our residential portfolio, Estate 128 Noida, Phase 1 and Phase 2, we have booked INR 2700 crores of pre-sales, 100% sold, and we have collected INR 628 crores in total till date. Phase 2 of Estate 128 saw a 40% plus price premium over Phase 1, reflecting strong demand for well-designed and end-user-focused residential developments. Estate 360, our first launch in Gurugram last year, recorded a pre-sales booking value of INR 4428 crores, with 92% of the project sold as of March, and that number as of today is 94%. This project has already received a collection of 807 crores till date. The joint development on a land parcel of 18.23 acres adjacent to Estate 360, having a development potential of approximately 4 million square foot and has a GDV potential of approximately INR 9,000 crore, and we are planning to launch this in this financial year towards the end of quarter two of FY26. Now coming to mixed-use portfolio, delighted to share that we received final approval from NCLT and NCLAT for revival of Delhi One project in Sector 16B, Noida, which is designed to be a luxury mixed-use development. The project spans approximately 2.5 million square foot of development within 10 acres of land parcel, constituting 34,696 square meter of area. We are planning to launch this project in quarter three of FY26, and this has a gross development value potential between sold and unsold inventory of 2,000 plus crores, as well as annuity income potential of approximately INR 120 crores from our leasing portfolio. Second, Max Estates acquired 10.33 acres of prime land in Sector 105 on Noida, Greater Noida Expressway for INR 711 crores with 2.6 million square foot of development potential with mix of residential and commercial in a ratio of 40-60. The project has a gross development value of over INR 3,000 crores and annuity rental income potential of 140 plus crores. As Sahil mentioned, for both of these mixed-use development as well, we have a MOU executed with New York Life to onboard them as a strategic partner with 49% of economic interest. Now, coming to commercial portfolio, we are again delighted to share that we have successfully completed, on one hand, the acquisition of three floors in Max Towers, Noida, from our group company, Max India Limited, at a value of approximately 105 crores. The said acquisition will support company's strategy to consolidate ownership in Max Towers and thereby strengthening our operational control and unlocking higher value in future. On our operational projects, Max Towers in Noida, Max House Phase 1, Phase 2, Oprah, South Delhi continues to be 100% occupied with annualized rental income of INR 41.4 crores and 39.8 crores respectively. Max Square has achieved 19% occupancy within 2 years since completion, commanding 30% premium to the micro market, clearly reflecting strong leasing traction and premium for quality in this micro market And at this point in time, the rental is 29.1 crores, which will get ramped up as we move forward in the next fiscal year. Finally, coming to our under-construction projects on the commercial portfolio, Max Square 2 in Noida, where we have a leasable area of 1 million square foot is on track. Construction is underway and is expected to receive its occupancy certificate by quarter two of fiscal year 2028. Coming to Gurgaon, Max 65 in Sector 65, Gurugram, where we have a total leasable area of 1.6 million square foot. Construction is underway and is on track and expected to receive occupancy certificate in two phases, 40% and 60% respectively, in quarter two FY28 and quarter three FY29 for the second phase. All our developments across WorkWell and LiveWell portfolio are pre-certified, certified to be LEED or IGBC Platinum, with deep focus on best practices of sustainability and health and well-being. We're delighted to also announce that our commitment to end-user experience, reflected in how we operate our assets, has also earned us prestigious LEED operation and maintenance, well, health and safety, and multiple ISO certifications in the past year. Finally, coming to the growth outlook, we remain committed to accelerating development pipeline across Delhi NCR. We target cumulative pre-sales of INR 21,000 crore by FY28, growing at 15 to 20% CAGR. Of this, projects which we have already secured in Gurugram and Noida contributes 14,000 crores of GDV with launches planned in FY26 and FY27. With a strong and growing portfolio, we are well positioned to continue to add at least 3 million square foot, at least 2 in residential and 1 in commercial of development potential annually in line with our near-term growth strategy. With this, let me hand over to Nitin for financial highlights.
Thank you, Rishi. Good morning, everyone. Sharing the financial highlights for the financial year 25 with you, the consolidated revenue stood at Rs. 161 crores and a consolidated EBITDA of Rs. 45 crores. On a profit before tax basis, we reported a number of 38 crores and a profit after tax number of 27 crores. The lease rental income from our completed and leased portfolio showed a growth of 67% year-on-year, reporting a number of 110 crores, and on a run rate basis, this number comes to 150 crores. The Max Asset Services revenue stood at Rs. 42 crores in FY25. The total leased portfolio as on 31st March 2025 stood at 1.2 million square feet. Speaking about our liquidity position, our debt stood at Rs. 1350 crores as of March 2025, of which around 852 crore rupees was on account of lease rental discounting in our commercial assets. The cash and cash equivalents as on March 2025 stood at Rs. 1785 crores, resulting in a cash surplus of Rs. 435 crores. Now, I would like to open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 now. The first question is from the line of Parikshit Gupta from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of results. I just have strategic questions to ask. First will be about the competitive intensity in the Delhi NCR market. We understand many real estate developers, A-grade real estate developers have been increasing their portfolio in these markets. Would it might it be in Dwarka Expressway, Gurgaon, or even Noida, with the Jewar Airport also contributing to exceedingly high interest? Can you spend a minute or two about how do you see the next 2 to 3 years in terms of the competitive intensity, please?
This is Sahil. Absolutely. We do see that there is an increasing competitive intensity in all the micro markets that we operate in. And we believe that this is part of the trend towards corporatization and more organized framework for the real estate industry, particularly in NCR. As you recall, over the last 15 years ago, there were in fact more players than this, but many of them were smaller, localized, and unorganized. With the churn that's happened in the real estate space over the last decade and a half, we believe that a lot of the demand is going to concentrate towards organized and institutional players. At Max Estates, we remain very confident of achieving our objectives, both on the residential and commercial side, and are very focused on delivering outstanding experiences both for the live well and work well ideology that we operate. And we are very confident that this will continue to hold us in good stead as it has in the past few years as well.
Understood. The second question is about the different sub-segments within the resi space, as you also alluded to in your opening remarks. Can you talk a little bit about the, you know, luxury to uber luxury spaces? We all understand, you know, projects like, you know, Camellias and Dahlias are outliers, but do you see more demand coming in from different ticket sizes? If you could just please elaborate on that.
Yeah, so if you look at our ticket size that we operate in across all our micro markets, it's around 5.5 crores to approximately 9.5-10 crores. That's the ticket size that we operate in. And within this, there are the two geographies of Noida and Gurgaon. And within that, we have, this is segregated across senior living, which is Antara and Max Estate. So we continue to be very optimistic that within this segment, the inherent demand is strong and will continue to hold up in the years to come.
Understood. This is helpful. Final question on my end, please. In terms on the pipeline, I think it's the same since the last quarter as well. Is there any particular specific definitive update which you would like to share as of now?
Sorry. Any update on?
The pipeline, the current residential pipeline.
Yes. So I think we have already, I'll pass on to Rishi. We can just share. We have already announced the pipeline that we have.
Yeah. So for FY26, let me respond that into two parts. The guidance that we have given for FY26 to 28 is 21,000 crores. Of that, 14,000 crore is already secured. And for FY26 immediately, for this financial year, we will be launching three projects between Gurgaon, diversified between Gurgaon and Noida, from quarter two to quarter four of this financial year. And while we are launching projects worth booking value of 9,500 crores, the guidance that we have given to the market is 6,000 to 6,500 crore for FY26, which implies 15 to 20% increase over spectacular result that we delivered in FY25 of 5,300 plus crores.
I understand that, sir. Let me just rephrase my question. In terms of the indicative growth pipeline slide that you have shared in your presentation, that remains the same. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you look at that pipeline, it's a fair mix between Delhi, Noida and Gurgaon, and it's also a fair mix between different stages at which those discussions are on, including one in Gurgaon at a very prime location that is almost in the stage of definitive documentation, and if all goes well, by next quarter, we should be able to come and announce that. And with that, we will be securing our growth target of the growth guidance that we have given for FY27 as well. And then for FY28, we will continue to add, as we have said, 2 million square foot following that in each year.
Understood. This is very helpful. Thank you again and good luck for the current quarter.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishit Shah from Axis Capital. So I would request you to unmute. Yes, sir. Please continue.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a great set of pre-sales that you have booked this year. So first question was actually about the collection. So we, from the projects that we have already sold in some unsold inventory, we have about 6,000 crores of pending collections. From that, so maybe a 1,500 to 1,700 crore collection each year going forward. So from that, what kind of operating cash flows do we expect? And on a related note, what is the annual capex that you expect to incur on the commercial assets?
This is Nitin Kansal, just to answer that. So we are, our collection plans are currently designed in an equivalent basis over the life cycle of the project. So what we are expecting to collect in next year on an average is, for the launch project, is close to 2,000 crores on the residential side. And we were expecting to deploy a number of close to 1,100 crores in this project, resulting in an operating cash flow of close to 900 crore rupees coming from these projects. In terms of our commercial assets, we would be deploying across our two assets, Acreage Builders in Gurgaon and in Noida, an amount of close to 500 crores. These projects have been financially closed through a debt. We, along with New York Life, have already put in the requisite equity in the project. So the remaining amount which needs to be deployed will be coming through a debt, which has already been tied up with banks like SBI and ICICI.
Okay, so last part of the cash flows will then again go to reinvestment in land, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. And a second question, again, related to the demand or the overall environment. So as such, NCR has always generally seen a good set of demand coming in from investors. So that also was partly because of the sharp price rise that we have seen in the last 3 years. But with that normalizing, how do we see that aspect of demand going forward?
Yeah, I think great question. If you, as Sahil also mentioned, on one hand, we continue to remain bullish in terms of demand in Delhi NCR. Although we would also like to state that in some micro markets like Gurgaon, one may see a bit of moderation in velocity and prices. I think the key here, if we look at our business strategy and if we look at our guidance of 6,000 to 6,500 crore, and the key is what makes us confident to deliver on that next year are a couple of reasons. Number one, while we are launching 9,500 crore worth of booking value, the guidance is 15-20% to 6,000 to 6,500 crore. Number two, it's spread between Gurgaon and Noida almost 50-50. And number three, what you will see going forward, which will make a real difference in where demand navigates, also building on our Estate 360 experience, is to bring product customized to target segment and the market in which we are launching in. And across the three launches that we are planning to bring this year, from quarter two to quarter four, the product, as and when we will announce, you will see the product is going to be very different and customized to what that location will serve to the target end users.
Sure, got it. I think that answers my questions. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I would like to remind the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Karan Khanna from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats to the entire team on ending FY25 on a strong note. Firstly, a most philosophical question to you, Sahil. Your press release says that Max Estates aspires to be the top real estate brand in NCR. So if you could throw some light on what kind of long-term scale aspirations do you hold, both in terms of pre-sales, margins, and also on the annuity front. And as a follow-up, and you did talk about this aspect earlier during the call also, given that a lot of new greater developers are taking a chance in the Gurgaon and the Delhi NCR market at large with the premium projects. Now, well, obviously this shows that the demand is quite resilient, but do you see any difficulties arising here owing to increasing competition for business development and hence higher demand from landowners, and also the scope for absorption of this inventory, given that many new projects have similar ticket sizes?
Thanks, Karan. So let me go, you know, in a few parts. First, in terms of our aspiration, you're absolutely right. We do aspire to be in the top few developers in the region. We believe that from a customer experience perspective, we are already there in our office experiences footprint, and we are very confident of doing that in the residential experiences as well. To be able to do that, not only are we looking to curate and create the projects and experiences at a very high end of quality and customer experience, but on the financial side, we are looking to grow on the strong base that we have and growth that we've had this year, 15 to 20% CAGR over many years. The second part of your question is how do we look at this in terms of increasing competition? I think one of the things with us is that we are diversified within NCR. We are both in Noida and in Gurgaon. We are in office and in resi. And within residential, we are already diversified across the senior living segment and the Max Estates signature residences, as we call them. So for us, we believe that the focus on quality, the focus of being local and therefore on execution, third, the brand strength that we have, fourth, the ideology of live well and work well, and fifth, the diversification across the geography and across the segments that we explained, I think is going to be able to hold us in good stead to be able to achieve the numbers that we are. And obviously, as you have seen, that the numbers that we are still at a very, very small base compared to many of our competitors or peers in the NCR region as well.
Just as a follow-up, Sahil, so I think we've seen obviously one or two ongoing projects at this point, but at some point in the next 3 to 5 years, you'll also be focusing on 3 to 5 projects running concurrently. So what kind of internal capabilities are you working towards to be able to successfully deliver, let's say, 3 or 5 projects on an ongoing basis?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. And we have already actually upped significantly our capability. We are now a 350-plus team that's focused on deep projects organization, in-house PMC capabilities, strategic partnership with a lot of our vendors, in addition to the sales and leasing infrastructure that we've been able to put together. So there's been a significant ramp-up at the organization level in the last 1 year, and we'll continue to build our capabilities across these 3 or 4 footprints. We already, in fact, have 6 or 7 projects that are under development and construction as we speak. So we are already there. So
that is helpful. My second question to you, Rishi, if I look at slide 2 of the investor presentation, you have stated FY26 guidance of about 6,500 crores. Given your past track record of 140% achievement over guidance, is it safe to think that given the kind of launch pipeline across Gurgaon and Noida and also the pending sales at Estate 360, you can comfortably surpass this number? That's one part of the question.
Yeah. So Karan, again, a great question. As management team, we believe in promising and guiding the market basis our realistic assessment of the launches, the micro markets, and overall micro environment that we are anticipating. Having said that, of course, our endeavor and internal targets would be to surpass that guidance. But we definitely believe that this is a realistic guidance that we thought would be fair to give to the market.
Sure. And also in slide 20 of the presentation, new 3 million sq ft project under commercial negotiation was added this quarter in Noida. So could you talk a bit on this and on timelines and your potential for other BD opportunities that you expect to materialize in FY26 and 27?
Yeah. So as I said, if you look at our guidance of booking value, 21,000 from FY26 to 28, 14,000 is already in. And for 7,000, we would need two to three projects. One which, and this would be over FY26 to 27 current. So based on the pipeline that we have, we feel very confident. Also, if you look at our past track record, to deliver on those BD targets that we have commensurate to the trajectory. As far as specific question on Noida is concerned, this is based on a bilateral negotiation that we are doing, again, in a promising micro market. We will be able to give you more details as time progresses, but there are some good opportunities coming along our way in Noida as well, in addition to anything that authority would bring in auction, Karan, like 105, which we bought through an auction process.
This is helpful. And my last question to you, Nitin, if you can give some color on the overall collection milestones that are expected in FY26, and also the extension of partnership with New York Life. Can you highlight the share of New York Life and total CapEx requirement to complete both the projects? And then also be taking over share in liabilities and receivables that came with the Delhi One land development.
Sure, Karan. Karan, in the coming year, we have got two projects, 128 and 360, in which sales have already happened and collections have also happened. In the current year, what we're expecting is another tranche of collection to come from Estate 128 of close to 400 to 450 crores, and another tranche of collection to come from 360, close to 900 to 1000 crores. In addition to that, which we are planning to launch of around close to 6000 crores in the current year, what we're expecting is to have a collection of close to 1000 crores coming from those two projects. So broadly, we will be looking at that over the next 50 crores happening in that. In terms of targets happening with New York Life, as we have already MOU and a postal budget and ongoing with the shareholders. New York Life is coming with the 49% shareholding and the sector 105 project and the Delhi One project. So with these projects, we would be in this equity infusion, we would be achieving the financial closure of the project from an equity perspective. And in the due course, would also be going ahead for the financial raising debt on these projects.
So this is helpful, Nitin. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritvik Sheth from OneUp Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. I would request you to please use your handset.
Yeah. Is this better?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. So just a couple of questions. So what was the operating cash flow from residential segment in FY25?
So good one, Elizabeth. In the FY25, we had an operating cash flow from residential in the range of 450 to 500 crores in FY25. And what we're expecting this number to have a significant growth in the coming year.
Okay. So with the collection of 2,000 crores, can we expect this to move towards 1,000 crores in FY26?
We can expect that to happen in that direction.
Okay, got it. And so second question is on the economic interest of Max Estates in Delhi One and Noida project for the residential side. Can you give us that, please?
So in terms of economic,
see Max, both in Delhi One and 105, the economic interest is almost 100%. in Delhi one in and
so what is happening this week in the economic interest of Max Estates in this project is currently 51%. Once New York Life comes in, so we will have a number of close to 49% with New York Life and the Max Estates owning 51% of the economic interest.
Okay, this is for the residential as well, right?
So this is for mixed land use for the residential projects. 100% economic interest is with us.
Okay, okay. So we have structured it in such a way that the residential is completely with us and only the commercial of...
Just to clarify, in the mixed land use, the entire asset residential and commercial, both put together, we have a 51% interest. The project which is exclusively residential, in that we have 100% economic interest.
Okay, got it, got it. And what about the Noida project, sir?
105? Yeah. So 105 will have a similar case. New York Life is coming with a stake of 49% in that also. And we will continue to hold 51% economic interest.
Okay. So this is for the mixed use, including residential?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So this would be the first project where New York Life would be partnering with us in residential as well, right?
Yes. Yes, your understanding is correct.
Okay, and so what was the thought process behind this, if you can just highlight get 49% from there as well?
I think given that these are mixed land use projects, we look at it as an integrated development. And having New York Life as a partner, we believe has served us extremely well in the commercial segment. And if we can deliver an outstanding experience like we have done in our commercial segment here, we're confident of growing this partnership. So not only does it enable to build further strength in the balance sheet for us, but also help us to do more projects and being able to get more scale. So for all of those reasons, having a partner like New York Life is paramount.
Great, great. And so going forward, in case, we need some more capital on the residential, this could be an option in the future as well, right? Such partnerships with...
Exactly. That's strategically why we feel it's good to bring them in at the project level for these. So these could be opportunities that could open up in the future as well.
Okay, great. And so just one last question. On the gross debt, it's about 1350 crores and 850 crores you mentioned is the LRD. So balance is for the residential portion. Is that understanding right?
Balance is for residential and also for the commercial assets, for the construction finance is being taken. So we have got two projects, Acreage and Max Square Underground, and on which we have a construction finance.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sulabh Chandraria from Nippon Life AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, wishing a good afternoon to all of you. Just one small question. So when I see the quarterly trend of total lease area, it has gone up in Q4 versus Q3. While the lease rental income has come down from around 304 million to 275 million. Just curious to know why that has come down while the area lease has gone up.
So what happens is, typically when we enter into lease agreements, they have a certain period of rent-free, of the fit-out period which is given is rent-free to the tenants. When it is equated over the period of time, that rental equilibrium takes place. So on a long-term period, if you see a run rate basis, we would be coming to a number of close to 150 crores.
Okay, so in this case, when it goes down quarter on quarter, that means some area got leased in and some area would have got leased out, is it? Because that's where this gap should come in, because if the leased net leased area has gone up and people are already there, the number should have gone up, right? I mean, not remain same, but it has come down quarter on quarter, hence I was wondering why is it so.
So what happens is at times the certain tenants have a rent-free period in the quarter, which kind of equates the number and results in a number going down for a certain quarter. But if you see on an annual basis, the number equates out on an equal basis.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for this.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar Shah from Financial Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Just one clarification. In terms of, I mean, since for construction projects, in terms of accounting regulations, I mean, we are supposed to only book sales once the OC and is obtained and the possession handed over. So am I correct in understanding that our first bookings in books would be in FY28 when we deliver phase one of Estate 128. Am I right in thinking?
Yes, your understanding is correct.
So FY28 would be the first booking. So that should be approximately, since the GDV of that project is approximately 2800 crores, right?
Yes, there are two parts to it. One was the phase one, which had a GDV of 1844 crores.
Okay, so that would be the first.
The only thing which I like to highlight over here is another accounting clarity, whereby the marketing cost is booked in the year in which is incurred. If you see in the current year, we had booked a marketing expense of close to 38 crores. So corresponding to which the income would come in FY28, but the expense is getting counted for in the current year.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate. So from FY28 onwards, all the sales bookings would accelerate, right, for all our projects?
Yes, yes. I think that the way to look at it is that we would be having a steady state number of a top line of close to 6,000 crores and gradually moving up year on year from FY28 onwards, 28, 29 onwards.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Gupta from Zeno Research. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on a great quarter. Just one question. How are we looking at the geographic expansion? Some of the tier 2 cities of NCR like Jewar, Ghaziabad, and in fact Faridabad as well. Are these the area that as a company would be looking to explore in future?
Gaurav, thank you. At this point in time, we are very focused and we see huge opportunities between three dominant regions of Delhi NCR, both from a commercial and residential standpoint, which is Gurgaon, Delhi, and Noida. In terms of some of the new markets which are emerging, those markets are in our radar. We are studying those markets. And at the right point in time, when we have the conviction, we will come back and update you. But at this point in time, the focus is in these three markets.
Understood. And just another question. So based on the guidance that you have given for the next financial year, so for the Gurgaon project, would it be fair to assume that the pricing based on the million square feet of development, that it would be somewhere around 23,000 and for Noida 1, would be probably around, for the residential bit, around close to 30,000?
So, for explicit guidance at this stage, before we get RERA, wouldn't be fair for us to comment on that. But we will, at the right point in time, we will give you the indications.
Thank you.
Sir, does that answer your question? Mr. Gaurav?
Yes. Yes, that answers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much. Thank you for participating and going through us, reflecting on our journey for last year. Look forward to engage with you in the subsequent earning calls. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Max Estates Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.